Support for Writer's Almanac on WVIK comes from the Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, working together with volunteer donors to provide blood products and services to hospitals throughout the region. Information at bloodcenter.org. Fascinating discussion with Kelly Daniels. Doesn't put me one step nearer doing a memoir.
Doesn't it make you want to sit down and write and try to figure things out, though?
In a way, it does, but it's also quite daunting. I am not a writer. I'm a talker. That's absolutely true. I started writing columns at the insistence of the man who owned the newspaper, and I agreed to do it as a discipline because I figured I need to learn to write. And what you see in the Sunday paper are my exercises.
Well?
But I don't know that I could go beyond that.
Well, you've been paid to, so you'd better.
Well, that's the tough thing.
Can I recommend a book quickly?
Oh, yes. Why don't you do that?
This is a recommended by Nan Carter, our contact out in Berkeley, California, who sends me mostly Arabian novels or Mideastern novels. And this one happens to be the first novel by a Nigerian writer. The name of it is The Spider King's Daughter. It's by Chibunda Onuzo, O-N-U-Z-O, and it is worth reading. It is the story of a daughter of a man who is exceedingly wealthy in that society. He has an armed palace. He has armed guards. She has a chauffeur to take her wherever she wants, not just the family chauffeur, her chauffeur. And she comes across a poor boy selling ice cream in the street, and somehow is intrigued to go back and buy more ice cream and then make up contact with him. He's so poor that he has to support a mother and a sister selling ice cream, and he can barely afford food. And some days he can't even afford food. And they establish a relationship that grows and grows and grows. And I don't want to give away the ending, but it is really sensitively done. The ending, I think, is something I certainly didn't expect, and I don't think you would expect either, because you think, well, this is going to be a nice story, ends up ever happily ever after. It ends up in a very strange way.
Name of the book and the author again?
The Spider King's Daughter, and the writer's last name is Onuzo, O-N-U-Z-O.
Okay, there's an unusual recommendation from the book bag, and we're going to steal away now. Roll Tweet and I will be back again next week, as we hope you will too, for the next edition of Scribble.